peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们还有一个机会能够一同交通主的话。
Thank the Lord, we have another opportunity to share His word.
余斌路弟兄在吗？我不在，带孩子去了。去年我交通完之后呢，领会的余斌路弟兄问我。
So last time after I finished sharing, our brother asked me.
他问我说是不是没交通完。
So he asked, you know, are you unfinished? Is there a message unfinished?
那我说对，是没交通完。
So I said yes, there's still more to share.
所以今天我们再有机会把我心中的负担能够更清楚、更进一步的交通出来。
So hopefully today I have another opportunity to clearly and to share the rest of my burden.
我们还是低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们谢谢你是说话的主。
We thank you for your God who speaks.
我们也谢谢你靠着你的恩典把我们召聚在有我这个聚会的地方。
And we thank you for your graces, you're so gracious to have gathered us here in this church.
我们也知道你帮我们在这边是要在这个地区成为一个见证。
And for we know that you want us to be a testimony here.
就像好像我们Mark 弟兄刚刚所交通，主啊，我们这个会所已经有一百年的历史。
Just as our brother Mark has shared previously, that this building has already been here for about 100 years.
我们靠着你，主宰的全能，把我们召聚在这个会所的当中。
And it is by your power and your sovereignty that you gather us here in this place.
我们求主今天你对我们来说话。
And we pray that you would speak to us today.
我们还需要有什么的功课要学习的？求主今天开我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够看见。
And may any other lesson that you desire to teach us, may you open our eyes to it.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 有一些弟兄姊妹知道，八月份的时候，我和我家人有机会到以色列。迦南美地去学习。
So I know some brothers and sisters may know that in August, me and my family went over to the land to Canaan in the Middle East.
那在那边也的确有很好的学习，学到很多属灵的功课。
And we learned a lot of spiritual lessons while there.
那些属灵的功课呢，也能够帮助我能够更清楚我心中的负担。
And these lessons help me to clarify, you know, a lot of burdens in my heart.
所以今天我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通在迦南美地，在以色列所学到的一些的属灵的功课。
So today I want to share with you the lessons I've learned while in Canaan.
那最后呢，我还是会把我心中的负担能够说得清楚。
And in the end, I hope to express my burden clearly to you.
那我们开始的时候，念几处的圣经。
So before we start, let us turn to our Bible and read several passages.
也许可能有多处的圣经。不过我们还是靠着主的恩典能够很快的。
There are several places that we will be jumping to, so.
第一个是创世纪的十二章第一节。
The first is in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族富家，往我所指示你的地方去。
Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
然后跟接下来是创世纪十二章第四节，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。
Verse 4. So Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
然后第五节的后半部，他们就到了迦南地。
Thus they came to the land of Canaan.
十六节，亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利上树那里，那时迦人住在那地。
Verse 6, Abraham passed through the land as far as the side of Shechem to the oak of Moriah. Now the Canaanites was then in the land.
第七节的上半部，耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
Verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, To your descendants I will give this land.
然后亚伯兰就住在那个地方。
And Abraham then dwelled in that land.
那我们请弟兄先把第一个 PowerPoint 打上去哈。
So we ask our brother to put on the first slide.
哦，还有一些的经文，不过我想一边交通的时候，我就一边读那个经文，先让大家有一个印象。
So I have a lot of passages, but as I share, then I will proceed to read these verses.
我的无线麦克风可以了吗 ？OK， 那，哇哦。如果不清看不清楚，大家往前面坐啊。
If you can't see it clearly, please move up.
Okay. 谢谢。他的那个，他的错，我说错。清楚吗？听到吗？后面，民众能听到吗 ？OK。OK。以色列的它面积不大。
So the land of Israel, it's not very big.
那如果说是其实以色列跟 New Jersey 是差不多大。
Well, Israel is around the size of New Jersey.
那以色列呢？它北边哈。北边叫做Dan。
So the northern part of Israel is Dan.
那它最上面的最后面最上面的地方就靠近红海。
And the southern part is near the Red Sea.
总共是大概是两百六十三英里，这边263英里。
So the distance is around 268 miles. And the cross section is around 71 miles.
圣经常常形容以色列迦南美地，说是从但到别是吧。
So the Bible often describes the land as from Dan to Beersheba.
从但到别是吧，总共是160英里。
So from Dan to Beersheba is around 160 miles.
那 New Jersey 呢 ？New Jersey 长度是170英里。
So New Jersey, the length is around 170 miles.
横 New Jersey 70英里。
And across is 70 miles.
所以大家想上以色列迦南美地呢，就是像新泽西州那么大。
So according the land of Canaan is similar to the size of Jersey.
那其实神有他的原因，有他的美意，为什么他有选择这个地方，以色列这块地方给亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔。
So God has His purpose as to why He chose this place to give to the descendants of Abraham.
那我们念下去就知道了。
So as we read, we'll find out.
创世纪十三章的第八节开始。
Genesis chapter 13:8。
刚刚不是说到罗德跟亚伯兰同去吗
？So in the before we mentioned that Abraham went with his nephew Lot.
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你和我，你我不可相争。”我你的仆人和我的仆人也不可以相争，因为我们是弟兄。
So Abraham says to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers.
大家要注意，亚伯兰或是亚伯拉罕对罗德的称呼，他说罗德是他的弟兄。
So we take notice here that Abram mentioned that he called Lot his brother.
里面有一个属灵的功课，我们稍后待会提到。
And of course, later there will be a special lesson that I will share.
跟着天地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你上左我就上右，你上右我就上左。
Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right, then I will go to the left.
大家记得亚伯拉罕，罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
For we should remember that Lot is the nephew of Abram.
谁比较大呢?
So who is older?
当然是亚伯拉罕比较大。
Of course, Abram is the older.
但是亚伯拉罕对罗德是以弟兄的对待。
But Abraham always considered Lot his brother.
所以他宁可把自己放下来。
And he is willing to lower himself.
Okay, 然后, 13章14节。
Verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯拉罕以后, 耶和华对亚伯兰说, 从你所在的地方, 你举目向东西南北观看, 凡你所看见的一切地, 我都要赐给你和你的后裔直到永远。
The Lord said to Abram, after Lot has separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the whole place, the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever.
当时亚伯拉罕在哪里呢?
Where was Abraham at the time?
当时亚伯拉罕在世界。
He was around the area of Shechem.
待会有一个图，他世界那个地方有两个山。
So Shechem, there are two mountains there.
一个是以巴路山,
first is Mount Ebal.
一个是基利新山,
and the second is Gerizim.
那两个以巴路山是那个迦南美地最高的地方.
So Ebal is the tallest mountain in the land of Canaan.
所以神把亚伯拉罕带到以巴路山去.
So the Lord brought him to the Mount Ebal.
让他往东西南北观看,
so that he can look towards all the directions.
能够看见的地方都是他的,
whatever his eyes saw, that belonged to him.
所以他往北看的时候,
so when he looked towards the north,
他会看到, 西门山,
he could see Hermon, Mount Hermon from that point.
黑门山就是在以色列, 尼巴伦跟叙利亚交界的地方,
it's a mountain between the cross road between Lebanon and also Syria.
我们不是常常听到说黑门山的甘露吗?
We always hear about the Mount Hermon, the dew.
他往北看就是黑门山,
and if he looks towards the north, it's Mount Hermon.
往西看就是地中海,
and towards the west is the sea.
The
Mediterranean Sea.
然后往 东看就是约旦的平原,
and towards the east is the Jordan, the valley of Jordan.
然后往南看就是撒哈拉大沙漠,
and towards the south is the Sahara Desert.
所以他东西南北观看，凡他看到的都是他的。
So he looks towards north, south, east, and west, and all that he saw belonged to him, to him. So what does this represent?
这个代表说我们要有意象。
This represents that we must have a vision.
我们要先看见,
we must be able to see.
圣经常常用, 迦南美地来代表基督的丰富。
And the Bible often uses the land of Canaan to represent the abundance and fullness of Christ.
那我们要在基督里面，我们先要看见基督的丰富。
So to be in Christ, we must first acknowledge and recognize his abundance.
13-17节,
now and so, verse 17.
你起来纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you.
神不单只要亚伯拉罕看见迦南美地,
not only did the Lord wanted to him to see the entire land,
神要亚伯拉罕走遍这个迦南美地,
but he wanted him to travel the entire land.
那在我们来说, 如果我们看见基督的丰富, 还不单止这样子。
So to us, if we, it is not enough that we see the abundance and His rich fullness. But we must experience the Christ's abundance.
然后后来神怎么去说到神给亚伯拉罕这样子的一个应许呢?
So how did our Lord fulfill this promise to Abraham?
那我们看约书亚记24章第二节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24, verse 3.
约书亚对众民说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，古时你们列祖就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉住在大河那边侍奉别神。
Verse 2, Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, from ancient times your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they serve other gods.
亚伯拉罕是从跟他父亲是从加勒底乌尔出来，是在幼发拉底河的一边出来的。
So Abram used to, his father dwelt in the land of Ur, and he and they went from forth to beyond the river.
一直往西走，才走到迦南美地。
Only when they kept on walking towards the west, and they did they reach the land of Canaan.
第三节，我将你们祖宗亚伯拉罕从大河那边带来，领他走遍迦南全地。注意，领他走遍迦南全地，又使他的子孙众多，把以撒赐给他。
Verse 3, then I took your father Abraham and from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac.
所以神把亚伯拉罕纵横走遍迦南美地。
So the Lord took Abraham to walk across the land of Canaan.
那我们今天就取迦南美地、以色列地的三个地方来说明一些属灵的功课。
So today I want to share with you three specific places in the land of Canaan to demonstrate, illustrate this lesson.
那第一个是亚伯拉罕第一个到的地方就是示剑。
The first place that Abraham went to was Shechem.
那我们说迦南美地是从但到别示巴。
So we say that the land of Canaan is from Dan to Beersheba.
但是亚伯拉罕很奇怪，他常常如果读圣经的时候，发觉常常他会往南边走。
So it's interesting when you look at Abraham's travels, he likes to walk towards the south.
所以他常常都到从示剑的南边。
So he started off from the south of Shechem.
所以在南边有个地方叫做别示巴。
And so south of Shechem, there's a place called Beersheba.
他第一个到的地方是示剑。
The first is Shechem.
他到了一个地方叫别示巴。
And then when he from there, he went to Beersheba.
那另外一个地方需要交通的就是但学到的功课。
And then the other place I want to share with you is the lesson of Dan.
在但学的功课是我主要的负担。
And the lesson at Dan is the main focus of my sharing.
不然亚伯拉罕纵横走遍迦南美地。
So Abraham walked the entire land.
连亚伯拉罕的子孙以色列人约书亚也带领他们走遍迦南美地。
And Joshua also took them to walk the entire land of Canaan.
来看约书亚记十一章十七十六从约书亚就第一章开始好了，第二节到第四节，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓各过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方。凡你们早长所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给了你们。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到幼发拉底大河、赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。
So it's Joshua 11 verses 2 and chapter 1 and verse 2 and 3. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise. Cross this Jordan, you and all his people, to the land which I am giving to you, to them, to the sons of Israel, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
那我们知道以色列人过了约旦河进入迦南美地。
We know that the Israelites crossed over the River Jordan into the land of Canaan.
他要夺这个迦南美地是需要许多的征战。
So in order to overtake this land, there is a lot of conflict and struggle that must take place.
那十一章的十六节
，Chapter 11 verse 16，
最后是如何呢
？So what happened in the end?
约书亚夺了那全地，就是山地、一带蓝地、歌山全地、高原、亚巴拉以色列的山地和山下的高原。
That thus Joshua took all that land, the hill country and all the Negev, all the land of Goshen, the lowland of Arabah, and the hill country of Israel and its lowland.
十七节的上半，从上西尔的哈拉山，直到黑门山下，黎巴嫩平原的巴利加德。
From Mount Halak, that rises towards Seir, even as far as Baalgath, in the valley of Lebanon at the foot of Mount Hermon.
十一章二十三节。这样，约书亚照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的一切话，夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派的宗族，将地分给他们为业。于是国中太平，没有征战了。
11:23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. Thus the land had rest from war.
所以在属灵征战的最后，他们的确得到那个迦南美地。
So in the very end of the spiritual battle, they received this land.
那圣经我们来到我们这个时候，那旧约只是一个给我们看的故事吗？还是旧约里面有更丰富的预表的基督的要让我们知道呢？
As we come to the present times, is the Bible just gives us a very beautiful story, or are there more foreshadowing of Christ in them?
以弗所书3:8.
So Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8.
是保罗写给以弗所的圣徒们的。
It is a letter written by Paul to the saints at Ephesus.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
To me, who am less than least of all saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
然后我们来看以弗所书的也是第3:14开始。
And then verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14.
因此我在父面前屈膝。3:14.
Sorry.
你就是后面。
So for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives his name.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，按着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，就是叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
I pray that out of this glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love,
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
May have power together with all saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may fill to the measure of all and fullness of God.
亚伯拉罕跟以色列人走遍迦南全地。
Abraham and the Israelites walked the entire land of Canaan.
那怎么样能够明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深？ How 我们可以从以色列这块地能够看得清。
How can they experience how deep and wide and broad is the love of Christ? Then we can see it from this land.
那现在大家大概明白这个以色列地是怎么一回事了啊。
Don't care understand what exactly is this land of Canaan.
那以色列里面有两个海，两个湖。
So Israel, there are two lakes.
那一个呢就是北边的加利利海。
The north is the Sea of Galilee.
然后是南边的死海。
And the south is the Dead Sea.
那为什么叫死海呢？
Why is it called the Dead Sea?
因为它是全地球最低的地方。
It is the lowest elevated place on the entire earth.
那所以水呢，从黑门山一直流到最后流到死海。So
the water flows from Mount Hermon all the way to the Dead Sea.
所以死海是没有东西出去的，因为它是收的。So
the Dead Sea, nothing flows out of the Dead Sea because it is a basin, it receives everything.
那我去以色列更有一个很惊讶的地方发觉。
So it was very surprising when I went to Israel.
加利利海也是在水平面以下。
And the Sea of Galilee is also below the water level.
我从来不知道。
But I never knew that.
我可以看下一张。
Can turn to the next slide.
Okay. 这边是那个迦南地的横切面。
This is the cross section, the side view of the land of Canaan.
那从这个地方你就会看到那个以色列这个山度空间是如何。
We can see Israel, how the mountains and the valleys here.
Yeah, 这个地方哈，从地中海这条线就是水平面。
So that entire line is the water level, water line.
所以你看到死海，当然是在水平面以下400公尺。400 meters.
So we see that the Dead Sea is 400 meters below the sea level.
加利利海呢，很奇怪的，它也在水平面以下200公尺。
So it's the Sea of Galilee is 200 meters below the water level.
那这边就是约旦河。
And that is the River Jordan.
所以约旦河是在水平面以下的。
The River Jordan is also below the sea level.
耶路撒冷在这里。
Jerusalem is there.
别斯巴在这里。
And Beersheba is to the left.
这边就是往南地去，所谓的南地就是往撒哈拉大沙漠去。
So that on the left is towards the southern portion, which is towards the Negev, the Sahara Desert.
所以照那个以色列的南边是很干的。
Towards the south of Israel is very dry.
但是以色列北边是有水源，因为是从黑门山下来的水源。
So towards the north is very is water. There's abundance of water. It's from Mount Hermon.
耶稣亚。带领以色列人过了约旦河进入迦南第一个征服的地方是耶利哥在这里
the first place that Joshua conquered when they enter into the land of Canaan after crossing over the Ridge Road is Jericho
那所以大家知道耶路撒冷是在上面然后这个地方就是所谓的旷野
so we know that Jerusalem is up above that below is referred to as the wilderness
我回去刚刚上面那一张好不好所以你看，耶路撒冷是在这里。
Jerusalem is there.
其实是很靠近死海的地方。
It is very close to the Dead Sea.
OK， 那我们请再下一张。OK， 不晓得大家看不到，我后面还有一张，所以我们下面一张。这边告诉我们说，这个是水平面，这一条是水平面。
So that line is the water level.
The sea level. 然后呢，死海是水平面以下400公尺。
So there is a Dead Sea.
耶路撒冷在山上面。
Jerusalem is up above.
所以我们圣经里面常听到、常看到说，有人在加利利，加利利不是明明在耶路撒冷北边吗？为什么是从加利利上耶路撒冷呢？
So we often hear that isn't Galilee north of Jerusalem? Why do we go from Galilee up to Jerusalem?
因为加利利在水平面以下200公尺，要往。
Because Galilee is 200 meters below the sea level, and therefore you need to climb up towards Jerusalem.
Okay, 下一张。那这个图呢是告诉我们说，在那个巴勒斯坦地有哪一些的山。
Here are all the mountains in the land of Palestine.
刚刚不是说在示剑有两座山吗
？Didn't we say that in Shechem there are two mountains?
一座是以巴路山。
First is Mount Ebal.
是水平面以这是940公尺高。
940 meters tall. And the next is Gerizim, it's 881 meters tall. And Jerusalem is
818 meters.
But the place the Israelites took is Jericho, 250 meters below sea level.
为什么耶路撒冷在山上面呢
Why is it that Jerusalem is on the top of the mountain?
因为主耶稣说我们的见证我们的灯又放在灯台上面
Did we not say our Lord Jesus said that our testimony should be placed on the lampstand?
耶路撒冷是一个见证
Jerusalem is a testimony
是神同在的地方
It's where God is with them
所以见证一定在高处
And therefore the testimony is always on a high place
Okay, 那我想这个大概先了解迦南地是长什么样子的。
So this was just a geography lesson on what the land of Canaan looks like.
那我去了迦南地，我有一个问题就是说，为什么死海会在迦南地
？So when I went to the land of Canaan, there's a question that lingers is why is Dead Sea in the land of Canaan?
为什么那个地上在地球上最低的地方会在所谓的迦南美地里面呢？
Why is the lowest point on earth in the land of Canaan?
那我们请下一张。
Next
这个就是刚刚我们所看到的那个照片，所以死海是在水平面以下。
So the Dead Sea is below the sea level. This is the slide we saw before.
那刚刚说过约旦河是在也是在水平面以下。
We also saw that the Jordan is also below sea level.
叫人犯罪了以后。
So after man has sinned,
地受了咒诅。
The land was cursed.
那所以从那个从那个土耳其。
So from Turkey,
一直到北非。
All the way to northern Africa.
中间有一道很大的裂痕。
There's a big crack. There's a place
yeah, 就是地有一个很大的裂痕。
There's a section. There's a line.
那个那个裂痕就是其中一个地方就是在这个从那个黑门山那边有水源一直下来，这个一道很大很大的裂痕。
So the fault line traverses along that portion of it from Jordan.
我们下一张。照那个刚刚说过约旦河。在水平面以下大概200公尺。
So the river Jordan is 200 meters below sea level.
到主耶一上啊，主耶稣开始出来服事，他要先到施洗约翰那个他的施洗约翰的地方受浸，就在约旦河。
When Jesus started off his ministry, he went to John the Baptist to be baptized, and that was around the river Jordan.
所以主耶稣开始服事，为着你跟我，他是从地最深处开始服事。
So when he started off his ministry to serve us, he started off on the lowest point.
那就是因为我们的主，他把自己降卑了，他为了要拯救我们，为着爱我们的缘故，他是从地的深处开始。
And for our sake, for our salvation, and basically our Lord started off at the lowest point.
那今天的约旦河是怎么样的呢？
And today, what happens to the River Jordan?
这个就是今天的约旦河。
And this is the River Jordan today.
那约旦河还是在水平面以下。
It continues to be below sea level.
所以那个在以色列里面有约旦河有死海，是告诉我们一个属灵的功课。
There's a spiritual lesson in this that we have the River Jordan and also the Dead Sea.
不是说我们到死海就是可以见漂这样子浮着死海上面，我们就是死海的目的。
That is not that's the Dead Sea. Our purpose in life is not that if we flow in the Dead Sea and that is life to us.
死海的告诉我们的功课就是我们要接受了，我们还是要给出去。
But the lesson is that we need to give after receiving.
如果没有给出去，我们就像死海一样。
If we don't give, then we will be like the Dead Sea.
但是加利利海不一样，但我没有加利利海的图，准备今天也不在今天的重点。加利利海是从黑门山借下来的水之后，它还是继续往下流，所以加利利海的水是活水。
So the Sea of Galilee, there's also a lesson there. It gives and it receives water from Mount Hermon, but continues to give.
所以加利利海是可以抓到彼得鱼。
And therefore, Peter, we can.And see, Peter can catch fish in the Sea of Galilee.
主耶稣的门徒可以在加利利海捕鱼。
And therefore, the disciples of Christ can capture fish.
但是呢，在死海只可以做这个事情。
But if they can only do this in the Dead Sea.
而且呢，这个事情医生告诉我们说最多20分钟。
And the doctor says you can only do this for 20 minutes.
Okay, now.我们来刚刚说到那个以巴路山是最高的山。
So we talked about the Mount Ebal was the tallest mountain.
那个 yeah, 弟兄再下一张。所以刚刚提到说亚伯拉罕往东西南北干观看。
So Abraham looked towards the north, south, east, and west.
我们再下一张。OK. 这边是约旦河。
And that is the River Jordan.
这里是死海。
And that is the Dead Sea.
事件在这里，刚刚说到亚伯拉罕去的，过了河以后，去的第一个地方就是事件。
The first place Abraham stopped at is Shechem.
然后他在事件筑了一个坛。
And he built an altar in Shechem.
然后事件与旁边有两座山，一座是以巴路山、基利心山。
Next to Shechem there are two mountains, Ebal and Gerizim.
那在以巴路山，神带领他看。
And in Mount Ebal, the Lord showed him the land of Canaan.
但是亚伯拉罕也需要用他的脚来走遍迦南全地。
But Abraham must walk the land of Canaan.
那所以我们要有一个属灵的功课，从事件学习，就是说，如果我们要经历基督一切的丰富。
So the lesson of Shechem is that in order for us to experience the richness of Christ.
我们不单只要看到基督的丰富。
Not only do we need to see his fullness, but we must experience his fullness. But Paul also tells us that not only do we experience that on an individual level, but corporately we must experience and understand how broad and wide and
wide is his love.
And that is why he has brought us from all different places to this place. There are a lot of different places of worship around here. Near where we live, there are also places of worship. But why did God bring us here?
This very place?
Is it because we have very good lunch here? Or our brothers are good looking? Or our brothers and sisters very welcoming and hospitable? But God has His purpose is to place us together.
Okay, 那我们下一章,
the next slide.
这个刚刚已经说过，我们请下一张。
This is Mount Gerizim.
那基利新山跟以巴鲁山，如果大家还记得那个图的时候，他们两座山是东朝东西的。
So the mountains, if the relationship to each other is from the north, the east, east and the west.
基利新山呢，它是面对黑门山。
Gerizim is facing Mount Hermon.
所以有黑门的甘露呢，所以这个如果大家还看不清楚往前面，他看清楚的话，这个是一片翠绿的。
If you could see it clearly, that's actually greenery. It's green over there.
来下一张,
next one.
这个是以巴路山，以巴路山是干枯的山。
This is Mount Ebal. It's dry.
因为它是面对那个蓝地，面对撒哈拉的大沙漠。
It's facing the south, facing the Sahara Desert.
所以它接受的风是干的风。
So the wind it receives is a dry wind.
那还有一个事件这个名字什么意思呢？
So what is the name Shechem? What does it mean?
事件的意思是肩膀的意思。
Shechem means shoulder.
那事件里面有一个事情，就是摩西当以色列还没有过约旦河的时候。
So this happened while before the Israelites crossed over the river Jordan when Moses was still there.
摩西告诉以色列人，当你过了约旦河之后，进入迦南之后。
So he said to the people that once you cross over Jordan, enter into the land of Canaan.
要
You must go to the Shechem.
六个支派站在基里新山,
and six tribes stand on the Mount Gerizim.
六个支派站在以巴路山,
and six tribes stand on Mount Ebal.
要宣布祝福与咒诅,
and they will need to proclaim blessings and curse.
那在基里新山要宣告祝福,
and on Mount Gerizim is to proclaim the blessings.
以巴路山要宣告
And on the Ebal to proclaim
curse.
And you see that Gerizim is full of green. It's that's the place where they blessed.
以巴路山是干枯的,
Ebal was dry, and that is the place where they cursed.
然后还要在以巴路山上面筑一座坛。
But they will also build an altar on Ebal. So once they enter into the land of Canaan, and by the guidance of Joshua, they did this according to Moses. Why here?
那以巴路山跟基利新山中间只差了三百英尺。
So between Gerizim and Ebal, there's only a difference of 300 inches.
世界的意思是肩膀,
Shechem means shoulder.
这个呢,
That's the same picture, Ebal on the left and Gerizim on the right.
这个就不太不是很像两个肩膀吗?
Doesn't it look like it's the two peaks of the
two
parts of
shoulders?
Two shoulders.
然后, 六个支派站在这个地方，宣告祝福与咒诅。
Six stood on the left and six stood on the right and proclaimed blessings and curse.
然后你要记得大祭司，他的衣服不是在他的肩膀上面，一边有六个支派的名字。
If you remember on the garment of the high priest on the shoulder, he bears the name of six tribes on the left and six on the right.
另外一边有六个支派的名字。
And six on the right.
所以 所以这个地方对我们来说
So this place
我们有看到这个是一个见证
We see that this is a testimony
也是我们在神的肩膀上面
That we are upon his shoulders
除了这个以外实际还有一个属灵的功课
There's another lesson in Shechem
刚刚我们看到那个有一个图哈
Before we saw a picture
我们看到耶利哥是在水平面以下
Jericho is below the sea level
但是他第二个有攻打的地方叫做爱城 Ai
The second one is Ai, city of Ai
那爱城是在山上面
Ai is on the top of a mountain
那 Ai 爱城在山上面所以呢 本来以色列人觉得说我们靠着神的恩典围了七天最后就攻把那个耶利哥城取下来了
By God's grace that after they circled the city of Jericho for 7 days they were able to overtake the city
所以有人跟约书亚说爱城我们派两三千就好了没问题
And so some people said that when we attack Ai let's only send 2,000 or 3,000
结果去打爱城的时候被追出来后来就是36人被杀
And when they went to attack city of Ai they were chased out and 36 of them died
还有一个问题就是他们有亚干所犯的罪
and there is also the sin of this individual
然后结果神要把这个事情讨债
so God wanted to punish them
所以以色列人怎么取到这个爱城的
so how did it eventually overtake the city
就是神告诉约书亚说
so it is when the Lord said to Joshua
我们还是要你们还是要往前面去攻打爱城
but continue on press forward and attack the city
但是要派一些所谓的特种部队在爱与伯特利的中间埋伏
and but to send a sort of ambush between Ai and Bethel
然后呢当全军去攻打爱城的时候
So when the entire army to attack the city of Ai,
爱城的人会出来跟上次一模一样。
And the people of Ai did the same thing as last time.
结果他们全部出来之后呢，埋伏的伏兵就要从那个地方进到爱城，把爱城烧光。
And so the people who were in ambush went into after the people left the city, they went into the city and overtook the city.
以色列人是这样子把爱城取下来。
And this is how the Israelites took the city of Ai.
那这个。伏兵埋的地方有什么特别
What's so special about where they hid?
亚伯拉罕一生筑了四座坛
Abraham his entire life built 4 altars
我们刚刚说过他在示剑筑了一座坛
We mentioned before that he built an altar in Shechem
在伯特利筑了一座坛
And also built in Bethel
还有在希伯伦有一座坛
He also built one in Hebron
到还有在耶路撒冷就是摩利亚山有一座坛
And the last altar was on the Mount Moriah in Jerusalem
他在伯特利所筑的坛如果大家看圣经的话
If you read the Bible, the altar in Hebron
他那个筑的坛的地方是在他说是在爱跟伯特利的中间
And the altar in Hebron is between the Ai and Bethel
就是在他以色列的伏兵的埋伏的地方
And it is a place where the soldiers from Israel hid
所以有打属灵的征战
So there is a spiritual battle here
要先有奉献
But before that there must be a sacrifice
我们如果遇到属灵的征战
And when we're faced with spiritual battle
第一个事情是要先把自己奉献
We must offer ourselves, that is the first
OK 那下两章我们就不看
And we'll skip the next few slides
OK 那再接下来我们说到迦南美地是从但到别是巴。
We mentioned before that Canaan is from Dan to Beersheba.
那我们也知道亚伯拉罕通常他会往南移。
We know Abraham moved towards the south.
甚至到了埃及。
All the way towards Egypt.
所以亚伯拉罕怎么样到但去呢
？So how did Abraham went to?
这个是一个很美的故事。
How did he go to Dan? So this is actually a beautiful story.
我很快把但这个地方先介绍。
Let me briefly introduce Dan.
下一章。那就是但在上北边这个地方。
Dan is towards the north.
啊，下一张，这个是一个迦南人的城门口。
This is the city gate for a city in Canaan.
这个是亚伯拉罕这个时候的。
This is around the time of Abraham.
所以当亚伯拉罕到但的时候，他也许看过这个迦南人的城门口。
So when he went to Dan, perhaps he also saw the city gate from the city of Canaan.
然后迦南人的门口有一个特别，就是它是用拱门的。
There's a special characteristic of this gate. It's an arch. It's arch gate.
那罗马的罗马人是从迦南学这个拱门的建筑。
So the Romans learned this architecture from the Canaanites.
上一张，黑门山是这个我们去的时候夏天，当然，但是黑门山冬天是有雪雪的。
This is in the summertime. In the winter, there's snow on the mountain.
所以黑门山的雪融化以后就会下到。
So once the snow melts from Hermon, it flows down towards.
那我们下一张，这个就是黑门山下来的水，是一个很急的这水泉。
So this is the water that's rushing down from Hermon.
再下一张，所以它甚至会有这个巴尼亚瀑布，就是一个很有名的以色列的一个瀑布公园。
And here is a very famous waterfall.
Benir waterfalls.
Okay.
Okay. 那从这个水源下来呢，下面有一个地方，但旁边有个地方叫做该萨利亚菲利比。
Towards south of Dan, there is a place called Caesarea Philippi.
你记得主耶稣说我在该萨利亚菲利比的时候，主耶稣说我要建造这个教会，我要把教会建到这个磐石上面。
And in Caesarea Philippi, Jesus said that he will build his church upon this rock.
阴间的门不能胜过他。
And the gates of hell will not prevail over it.
这个就是那块大磐石。
And that is that large piece of rock.
它中间有一个裂缝。
And within there is a crack. There's a cave.
那也许是地震的缘故，它那个磐石就裂开。
And perhaps because of earthquake, the rock separated.
所以黑门山的水呢，可以从上面就一直继续往下流。
So the water from Hermon continued to flow down and towards down here.
这个不是很清楚，不过大家看到这个地方吗？
It's not clear if you could see it here on the slide on the right.
这个磐石的旁边是一个庙。
On the right there is a temple.
所以主耶稣说，阴间的门不能胜过他。这个是庙的一个门。
Jesus said that the gates of Hades shall not prevail over it. That's the temple.
所以大家想象到，当初主耶稣跟门徒说，我要把教会建在这磐石上面，阴间的门不能胜过他。
So he said to the disciples that he will build the church upon this rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail over it.
教会是建立在黑暗权势的旁边。
So the church is built upon next to the power of darkness.
为了是要为神做见证。
So that it can testify for God.
那我们说到亚伯拉罕很喜欢到，就是常常他的脚步是到南边。他有一个地方他住的地方叫做别示巴。
So we said that Abraham likes to walk towards south. So one of the places he stayed was Beersheba.
下一张。OK， 那别示巴呢是在南边。好，请下一张。这个是现在别示巴的一个古丘，就是他们考古出来的。
So this is a ruins in the land of Beersheba.
那个地方真的很热。
That place is really hot.
那有我们去的时候，我们会先从下面一直到别示巴的山上面。
So we walk from the below the valley all the way towards the peak in Beersheba.
然后我们在那边有一些讲解之后。
And then we have some lessons and teachings there.
然后我们再继续往前就会看，还没有。就看到这个古丘，就是在往山上面走。
So when we walk up further, we saw this ruin, the site.
我听完讲解之后
，After I've heard the teaching，
我就远远看到我的太太已经在那个地方。
And I saw that my wife is all the way already there.
我就说算了，我就不用再上去了。
So I said there's no need for me to go over there.
那个地方真的热到我，实在是很费力去。
And it's very difficult to. It's so hot over there. It's extremely difficult to walk.
然后下一张，刚刚所看到这个东西啊，就是祭坛。
And here we see an altar.
所以祭坛有四个角。
The altar has four corners.
然后祭物在上面献。
And the offering is placed upon it.
这个当然是这个是别示巴出土的祭坛的仿造品。
This is a replica of the altar that's excavated from Beersheba.
那你记得当雅各要到埃及的时候？他知道，约瑟没到埃及的时候，他不是停在别示巴吗
？We know that when Jacob went to Egypt, he stopped over at Beersheba.
他在别示巴献祭。
And he made an offering in Beersheba.
所以别示巴有祭坛。
So Beersheba has an altar there.
我也听说这种建筑在中国的羌族里面也有。
I also heard that a tribe in China also has something similar.
所以也许。以色列失落的支派， 到了中国。
Perhaps a lost tribe of Israel went to China.
那要那么热的地方，要能够生存，必须要有水井。
So in order to survive in such a harsh place, you need to have water, a well.
这个时候，这个是亚伯拉罕死后的井。
This is a well, you know, after Abraham.
这个井的深度是70公尺。
And it's around 70 meters.
要一直挖到70公尺以下才有水。
Only until you reach that level will you get water.
所以别示巴告诉我们一个属灵的功课。
So the spiritual lesson of Beersheba is this.
要能够在不安稳的地方能够经历基督的丰，能够经历基督的丰富的话。
To experience Christ in a place that is not a very unsettled place.
要有深处的生活。
You need to have a very, your life must have depth.
没有深处的生活，你很难在这样子的环境底下生存。
Unless there's depth to your life, only then will you be able to survive in such a harsh environment.
除了这个以外，
besides this,
别示巴是亚伯拉罕别示巴是以实玛利长大的地方。
Beersheba is also the place where Ishmael grew up.
别示巴也是把以实玛利赶出去的地方。
And Beersheba is also the place where Ishmael was cast away from.
所以别示巴另外一个属灵的功课就是要对付我们的肉体。
The second lesson is that we need to deal with our flesh.
你知道深处的生活跟对付我们肉体是连在一起的。
To have a deep, have depth to our life, we must deal with our flesh.
只有以撒才是能够承受产业的。
Only Isaac can receive the inheritance.
以实玛利是肉体的。
Ishmael is represents the flesh.
从我们的肉体出来的。
And he's from our flesh.
所以我们能够以众圣徒一同明白基督的爱如是何等的长或高深，我们必须要对付我们的肉体。
So in order for us corporately to understand how deep, wide, and is His love that we must understand, we need to deal with the flesh.
但是不是说你要对付别人的肉体。
It's not that we deal with the flesh of others.
不是对付杨忠汉的肉体。
We are not dealing with, you know, our brother Roger's flesh. It's the corporate flesh.
第三个。
Thirdly.
在别示巴是神呼召亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
This is the place where God called Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
Yeah, 亚伯拉罕要走三天的路到了摩利亚山。
And Abraham needs to walk 3 days to reach Mount Moriah to offer Isaac.
所以别示巴是奉献的呼召的地方。
So Beersheba is also the place where offering, the calling to offering is takes place.
那奉献的实际是在摩利亚山上面。
And the reality of this offering happens in Moriah, on Mount Moriah.
如果弟兄姊妹有机会读那个神如何呼召亚伯拉罕献以撒，以至于他献完以撒之后，神对他说的话。
If we read, if brothers have a chance, we can read how Moses offered Isaac and also what was said after the offering.
如果一个字一个字比较的话，一句一句比较的话。
If you compare the words, closely, carefully,
你会发觉少了一句。
You will see that, there's one phrase sentence that's missing.
在神呼召亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，他说到这个是你所爱的以撒。
And so when God called Abraham, he says, the Isaac that you, your beloved Isaac.
当亚伯拉罕献完以撒之后，这句就没有了。
And after Isaac, after Abraham offered Isaac, this phrase was no longer there.
所以神要亚伯拉罕献以撒，不是要得着以撒。
God wanted Abraham to offer Isaac, not to have Isaac, not to receive Isaac.
神要得着亚伯拉罕。
But God wanted Abraham.
Okay, 然后呢？Oh, good. All right, 好。那我们再请下一张。OK， 这个就是刚刚说到线以下的地方，就是现在呢就是一个清真寺。这个看区呢是从橄榄山看到耶路撒冷，这个是耶路撒冷。
And so this is the place where Isaac was offered, and this is looking from Mount Olives towards Jerusalem. And there right now is the Dome on the Rock. And so the Dome of Rock is within there is a rock.
当我们现在已经不能进去了，但是呢，那个献以撒的地方就在这个地方。
in the mosque, that is the place where Isaac was offered.
那我们刚刚说到亚伯拉罕喜欢，我不晓得亚伯拉罕是不是热带，比较喜欢热的人。
I don't know if Abraham likes the, you know, warm places, hot places.
就像我们从亚洲来的，我们很热，都需要穿点夹克。
So just like when we're from Asia, that even if it's really warm outside, we need to wear a jacket.
所以你在圣经里面没看到亚伯拉罕自己主动到北边去。
So you can see that Abraham doesn't really travel towards the north very often.
亚伯拉罕怎么样到北边去呢？
So how did Abraham travel towards the north?
亚伯拉罕的脚怎么样踩到但去呢？
How did he ultimately get to Dan?
在创世纪十四章的时候，
in Genesis chapter 14,
有一个五王四王的征战。
There is the battle of the four kings against the five kings.
那五王背叛了那个四王。
And the five kings betray the other four kings.
那所以四王就下来攻打五王。
And the four kings came down to attack the others.
我们再下一章。五王是从幼发拉底河过来，是从北边来的。
The five kings were from Euphrates.
然后呢，四王他们最后聚集的地方是在死海的南边。And
for the four kings, ultimately they gather in the Dead Sea.
而且我们注意，如果看圣经里面讲到说那个四个王的时候，When
the Bible talks about the four kings,
他们十四章创世十四章五到七节里看到他们是一直胜利，一直到南边去。
And in chapter 14 of Genesis, verse 5 and 6, it says they continue to be victorious all the way towards the south. But they're the army of the Babylon. It is an army that's always victorious.
结果他们把索多玛王还有其他的武王，他们打败之后呢，就把罗德还有他的家产一切掳去了。
After they overtook the kings, the other four kings, Sodom and Gomorrah, and then they captured Lot. And then later on, someone went to Abraham and informed him of this.
这个也为什么是一个很美的故事。And
this is how Abraham was able to travel all the way to the north, and it is also a beautiful story.
应该是十四节。中文圣经是这样子，亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人直追到但。When
Abraham heard that his relatives has been taken captive, he called the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
NIV 也说是 relative.
Okay, NIV says it's relative.
是亲戚。 但是原文是说弟兄，哎，中文有没有写？哦，不对，OK。原文弟兄，他听说他的弟兄被掳去了，就一直追到但。And
in the original text, is actually referred to Lot as brother and pursued all the way till Dan.
弟兄姊妹，你们想想看，如果是我们自己的话，Brothers
and sisters, if it were us,
罗德他要自己去自己的地方。 Lot
wanted to go to his own place. He ultimately ended up in Sodom.
那现在出了事了。And
now something bad has happened to him.
那我们从我们的肉体，我们不会说他活该嘛。
So from our flesh, we would probably say, "Oh, it's his fault for looking for something like that."
但是亚伯拉罕看罗德就像他的弟兄一样。But
Abraham considered Lot his brother.
所以亚伯拉罕是见子，他的脚步就到了但。And
he pursued after them all the way till Dan.
后来他就胜过了这个常胜军四王的军队。And
he overcame the four kings who have continuously victorious.
然后结果他的确不单看到东西南北迦南美地。
And not only did he see the entire land of Canaan from north, south, east, and west, but he also traveled the entire land.
所以, 这个是一个属灵的原则。
So this is a spiritual principle.
是爱弟兄的原则。
It's a principle of love.
是弟兄彼此相爱的原则。
That brothers must love brother.
我从来没有想过在四王五王能够学到这样子的功课。
I never thought that I would learn this lesson in the story of the
14 verses 5 and 6. 有一个很稀奇，不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意这个。如果读过这个创世纪十四章的时候
，If you are, I don't know if you notice when you read chapter 14 of Genesis.
当亚伯拉罕打完胜仗回来的时候
，When Abraham after he has won the battle，
除了所多玛王出来迎接他以外
，Besides the king of Sodom coming to greet him，
有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼跟酒出来迎接亚伯拉罕。
There was also Melchizedek who brought with him wine and bread to receive Abraham.
大家会觉得有点奇怪吗？
Do you find that a bit strange?
为什么这个事情跟哦撒冷就是耶路撒冷
？And Salem is actually Jerusalem.
所以麦基洗德就是耶路撒冷王。
And Melchizedek is the king of was the king of Jerusalem.
结果他们在结果麦基洗德在哪里迎接亚伯拉罕呢
？So where did Melchizedek receive or meet Abraham?
他说是在沙威谷，或是叫做王谷。
He met him in Shevet, Shavet.
或是叫做王谷。
Or it's called the King's Valley.
我们下一章。下一张，看不清楚，这个牌子是说 Kings Valley 王谷。
So here is the King's Valley。
这个地方呢是耶路撒冷旁边。
And this is right next to Jerusalem。
是现在叫做吉伦谷 ，Kingdom Valley， Kingdom Valley， 吉伦谷。
Okay， it's called the Kingdom Valley， Kingdom Valley。
所以。麦基洗德出来迎接亚伯拉罕是在耶路撒冷的外边。
So Melchizedek received Abraham outside of Jerusalem.
所以那个时候应该是亚伯拉罕第一次看到耶路撒冷。
And that is probably the first time that Abraham saw Jerusalem.
圣经不是说吗？亚伯拉罕现在是要等候一座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的吗
？And so then as the Bible said that Abraham was waiting for a city with foundation.
他如何来能够拿到这个启示
？How did he receive this revelation？
他第一眼看到那个，第一眼看到耶路撒冷，就是在这一次的征战得胜以后。
And the first time he saw Jerusalem was after this battle。
大家明白吗
？Do you understand？
这个表面的战争是五王跟四王的战争。
On the surface, this battle, this conflict is between the four kings and the five kings。
但是这个战争彻底的，或是最根根根。归根究底的就是巴比伦跟耶路撒冷的征战。
But the very foundation of the battle is between Babylon and Jerusalem.
我们回去刚刚那个图好不好
？If we can turn back to the other slide.
我们不是说，巴比伦的军队从那边来吗
？We said that the army of Babylon came from the east.
他们一直打到武王在这个死海的南端。
They went all the way to the northern part of Dead Sea.
其实后来发觉，原来在死海。就是所谓的昆仑的，就是发现死海古卷的那个地方，有一些的山洞可以一直跑到耶路撒冷去。
And then from the Dead Sea part, where is the place where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls? They find that there were caves that's interconnected all the way up to Jerusalem.
表面上面四王要跟五王征战。
On the surface is the conflict between the four kings and the five kings.
其实是巴比伦要夺取耶路撒冷。
But it's Babylon wanted to overtake Jerusalem.
所以非常大家明白为什么。完全跟耶路撒冷一点关系都没有的，为什么麦基洗德要出来迎接？
And so we thought that there was nothing related to Jerusalem, but now we understand why Melchizedek came out and welcomed Abraham.
Okay, 我很快把那个照片 ，OK， 下一张 ，OK， 这个就是耶路撒冷的那个图。那这个是所谓的耶路撒冷东墙，是东边。
So this is the map of Jerusalem, and that is the eastern wall.
这个是圣殿的模型。
That is a model of the Holy Temple.
这里就是所谓的王谷，或是吉伦谷， 亚伯拉罕就是在这边被麦基洗洗德迎接。
And that is the Kidron Valley or the King's Valley. That's where Abraham was received.
亚伯拉罕也把他得来的十分之一献给麦基洗德。
And Abraham also gave one tenth of what he had to what he got received to Melchizedek.
这个是在以色列的博物馆里面的耶路撒冷的模型。这个地方就是吉伦谷。
And this is a model in the, I guess, museum of Jerusalem, and that is Kedron Valley.
下一张，这个就是今天的耶路撒冷，这个就是耶路撒冷的东南边，然后这个就是现在已经铺了非常好的路，就是吉伦谷。
And this is the southeastern part of Jerusalem, and that part is the Kedron Valley. That is the road.
我们能够与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And we can understand how deep and wide and high is the love of Christ with all the saints.
我们如何能够把这些成为实际呢？
How do we take this and make it a reality?
在圣经里面，保罗写给两个教会的书信，是我们读圣经这是读圣经的说是最高的启示。
And the biggest revelation we receive from Paul and his two epistles.
一个是哥罗西书。
First is Corinthians.
Colossians.哥罗西书是说到神的奥秘是基督。
And Colossians talks about that the mystery of God is Christ.
然后还有以弗所书。
And Ephesians.
以弗所书说基督的奥秘就是教会。
And Ephesians says that the mystery of Christ is the church.
那我很快读，那我时间已经过了，所以我很快跟弟兄姊妹把我的负担能够交通出来。
So my time is almost up, but let me share with you my burden.
Okay. 那他们如何能够受到那么高的启示？
But how did he, how did they receive such a tremendous revelation?
你读到以我就以以弗所书就好了，不用哥林多书。以弗所书一章十五节的地方，他说：“因此我听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。”
Ephesians 1:15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
同样的，在哥罗西书里面也说到，哥罗西的圣徒不单是在神面前有信心，而且呢，对众圣徒有爱心。
And the book of Colossians talks about that the brother, the saints there also has love for the brothers and sisters.
然后在第三章以弗所书第三章的时候就提到说，我们能够基督因你们的信住在你们心里，使你们的爱心有根有基。
So there also talks about that Christ dwells in your heart so that your love has root.
能够和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that it is being rooted and grounded in love so that you can understand.
亚伯拉罕跟以色列的以色列人能够在迦南美地三度空间长阔高深学到属灵的功课。
Abraham can learn this lesson of his love in the land of Canaan.
我们同样在爱心里面可以一同明白基督是何他的丰富是何等的长阔高深。
And in Christ, in the same way, we can also experience how in abundance is how wide and depth and his love is.
问题就是
But the question is this.
到启示录的时候
In Revelation.
以弗所教会就出了问题。
The church of Ephesus has some problems.
主耶稣甚至说，我有一件事有责备你
，against
you.
So Jesus Christ said that there's something that I have against, hold against you.
不单只是责备你，还有对抗你。
Not only do I hold against you, I must also reject you.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
That you have forsaken your first love.
You left your first love.
You left.
你把起初的爱心不要了，你自己不要。
So you left your first love.
去年我交通了什么叫做离弃，什么叫不要 ？OK.
Okay. Last time I talked about what it means to forsake and to leave.
那结果主耶稣要怎么样去责备他们
？So how did Christ How did he speak against them?
他说你们要悔改。
That he said you must repent.
行起初所行的。
And to do what you've done in the beginning.
在以弗所书的时候。
And in the book of Ephesians.
他们对神有信心。
So they have faith towards Christ.
还有亲爱众圣徒，是互相对。
And they love brothers and sisters. They love each other.
但是在老约翰那个时候,
but during the time of John,
他们已经把他的起初的爱心遗弃了。They
have, at that time, they have left their first love.
神要他, 主耶稣要他们悔改。
And God, Lord Jesus wants them to repent.
这个提醒我们一个事情。
And this reminds us,
我们主把我们放在一起, 在你我聚会。
And so God has placed us here to gather in this place, the New
York
Church. We're blessed to understand His will.
但是如果我们在爱心这个功课上面没有学好的话,
but if we have not learned the lesson of love well,
就是像以弗所书,
and so similar to what the Ephesians have done is that they have left their
我们弟兄告诉我们说,
our brother tells us that this church, this place already has been here for 100 years. And in the past, there were saints who were worshipped here. We don't know why they've left.
不管如何,
regardless that the Lord has brought us here.
如果我们把这个爱心的功课没有学好的话,
if we have not learned the lesson of love well,
如果我们不会像亚伯拉罕, 对他直指罗德是看为弟兄的话,
if we do not consider our brother as just like Abraham considered Lot,
如果我们在爱心的功课上面需要没有悔改的话,
if we have not repented on this lesson of love,
我们不晓得我们能够在这个会所还有多少时间,
we don't know how much time we will have in this place.
我们是一个灯台, 像耶路撒冷电子, 在山上成为一个见证,
we're a lampstand, just like Jerusalem. Up on the mountain is a testimony.
人看我们是看什么?
When man looks at us, what do they look at?
是看我们有多少人吗?
Do they look at how many people we have?
是要看到我们的那个, 那个投影是多好吗?
Do they look at how good our presentation is?
还是看到我们在一起能够一同经历,
but do we together experience His love?
他一切的丰富, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
But to experience His unsearchable riches.
更重要就是我们能够一同经历基督的爱.
But more importantly, to experience His love.
盼望主对我们说话.
May the Lord speak to us.
我们需要悔改的, 需要在主面前悔改.
Those of us who need to repent, we need to repent before the Lord.
我再说一次,
but let me say this again.
我们是有主的恩典, 让我们能够聚在一起。
And the Lord has, it is His blessing that we can gather together.
如果我们失去了主的见证, 我们主可以把这个见证交给别人。
If we have lost the testimony, then He can give His testimony to others.
我们是否能够像圣经里面说, 我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
And how can we protect the heart that the Holy Spirit has given to us?
那这个心，这个合唯一的心已经赐给我们了，我们是要竭力的保守。
This heart, the heart and one that God has given to us.
Okay, 我们祷告。
So let's pray. Let's bow and pray.
主，我们再次把这些话再次交在你的手中。
Lord, once again, we give these words into your hand.
主，你看为好的，我们求主继续在我们的里面做。
What you see as good, may you continue to work in us. Not only do we need to have a deep life individually, but we must experience and together this life. We need you to help us. How can we take root in love?
求主带领我们,
may you lead us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷,
in our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.